This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An emboldened Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Russia will not give up its fight in Ukraine.
A relaxed Putin spoke amid battlefield gains and flagging Western support for the fight in remarks interpreted by National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote.
Kirby says Putin is doubling down on his aims to conquer a sovereign nation.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear.
Instead, he says the House GOP has left Washington for the holidays and left Ukrainians without American money to help them fight back. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As a U.S. security envoy discussed with Israeli officials on Thursday how to better provide and protect civilians during the war against Hamas in Gaza, U.S. President Joe Biden appealed for the lives in the Palestinian territory to be saved. Reuters' Chris Dignam.
As Israel pounded the Gaza Strip on Thursday, Washington's envoy was in Tel Aviv to discuss how its ally could better protect Palestinian civilians in Hamas militants. At an event in Bethesda, Maryland, Reuters asked U.S. President Joe Biden if he wanted Israel to scale back its assault on Gaza by the end of the year.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
Meanwhile, in the Rafah area of southern Gaza, dozens of wounded people were taken to the hospital on Thursday after an Israeli airstrike targeted a house.
And this is VOA News. Kenya's military hastened efforts on Thursday to evacuate hundreds of people trapped by raging floods that hit many parts of the East African country. Floods have killed at least 170 people, displaced more than 600,000 since the onset of heavy rains in November, according to the Red Cross. Tens of thousands of people in northern Kenya have lost livestock, farmland, and homes due to floods. A Navy officer jailed in Japan after a deadly car crash is returning to the U.S., according to his family.
Lieutenant Ridge Alconis had been serving 3 years in prison in Japan after pleading guilty in the negligent driving deaths of two Japanese citizens in 2021. His family says it was an accident. He lost consciousness behind the wheel, but Japanese prosecutors say he fell asleep. His family rallied outside the White House to call for his release from prison, and his wife, Brittany, met with President Biden, who raised the case during a meeting in May with the Japanese Prime Minister. What's still unclear at the moment is whether Lieutenant Alconis might have to spend additional time behind bars here in the U.S. under the terms of his transfer from Japan. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. condemns bounties offered by Hong Kong authorities for overseas activists.
The United States on Thursday condemned the, quote, egregious actions taken by Hong Kong authorities after they offered bounties for information leading to the arrest of several overseas activists. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We deplore any attempt to apply the Beijing-imposed national security law extraterritorially and reiterate that Hong Kong authorities have no jurisdiction within United States borders, where the advocates for democracy and freedom will continue to enjoy their constitutionally guaranteed freedoms and rights.
Hong Kong police added five more overseas-based activists to a list of wanted people, offering bounties for information leading to their arrest in a continuing crackdown on dissent under a China-imposed national security law. The move, which adds to a list of eight overseas activists deemed fugitives by authorities in July, triggered criticism from governments in the U.S. and U.K. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. House on Wednesday authorized the impeachment inquiry to President Joe Biden, with every Republican rallying behind the politically charged process, despite lingering concerns among some in the party that the investigation has yet to produce evidence of misconduct by the president. The 221-212 party line vote put the entire House Republican conference on record in support of an impeachment process that can lead to the ultimate penalty for a president. That's punishment for what the Constitution describes as high crimes and misdemeanors, which can lead to removal from office if convicted in a Senate trial. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.